This podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show Mother's Day Special. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get mom a Buy American, Support America Navy t-shirt. Best part? The shirt will come with a free book. You can get mom a shirt plus either a What Really Happened, a Kennedy Babylon 1, or a Kennedy Babylon 2. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store for this amazing deal.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The top of the FBI was scum. And what they did to General Flynn, and you know it, and everybody knows it, was a disgrace. And now the tables are turned. So what am I going to do? You'll find out what I'm going to do. Investigate the investigators, I guess.
Newly unsealed FBI documents reveal a coordinated effort to set up former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn to perjure himself.
Do you hear that? It's the winds of change.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You had Comey, who was in charge, who could destroy people's lives. And he said, let's use the chaos to find something we don't like about this president.
Something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with in a more organized administration. I thought it's early enough. We placed a call to Flynn, said, hey, we're sending a couple guys over. Hope you'll talk to them. He said, sure. Nobody else was there. They interviewed him in a conference room at the White House Situation Room, and he lied to them. And that's what he's now pled guilty to.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
How do Democrats square with the idea that they're standing by Biden, but they're using a comparatively different standard with Kavanaugh?
Well, let me just say, I respect your question, and I don't need a lecture or a speech.
Ooh, I'm so scared. My dentures are chattering.
Unchained and unstoppable.
So are you aware that we're in a stay-at-home order right now?
Yeah, obviously.
By the government?
Yes, I
Wisconsin.
Am aware.
Do you understand it, though?
Okay, so why are you here?
Because your daughter is going to play at other people's home, and you're allowing it to happen.
You got me, officer! Aren't you going to cuff me? Put me in a chokehold? Blind me with pepper spray?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We're going to play that whole cut of that Wisconsin mother's interaction with Barney Fife and Mrs. Barney Fife. I guess it's funny in a way, but it's also really disturbing. They're cracking down on a woman because they've gotten a tip that her kid is playing with another kid. I'm sure that Harvard Law School professor who doesn't like homeschooling because the children can't properly be indoctrinated to become little Maoists is, I'm sure she was very excited about this. Boy, I'm so old that I remember when people who were liberals believed in civil liberties and didn't like cops knocking on doors and telling you how to behave, especially when there aren't any laws. And that's what the woman makes the point of the fact that what exactly am I being charged with here? Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, time now for the chump line.
Flat faces and short necks? Howie, are you describing pugs or Joe DiNucci?
Hey, Joe DiNucci will not be down for breakfast, the former state auditor. When I heard about the no neck, I was thinking of Jerry Nadler, the congressman from the West Side. He has no neck.
Hey, Howie. When should Tara Reid expect to receive her Courage Award from the ACLU?
You know, people have been saying, Howie, do you really think that her complaint that Joe Biden raped her is still there in the documents at the University of Delaware? And my thought is, if it's been destroyed, which, you know, that's a good supposition, I suppose, then why won't they open the documents up for people to look through? You know, once you've destroyed the document, there's no problem, is there? That's what leads me to believe it may still be there. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. During this national mitigation, we have been fortunate enough to be able to supply our wicked awesome windows and doors to the ongoing process of infrastructure maintenance and construction, including affordable housing projects. In fact, we are now actively hiring, so yes, we're optimistic about our country's recovery.
Biden, Clinton, 2020. Vote for us, and no one gets hurt.
How about this one? Biden, Clinton, 2020. This is a nice country you got. It would be a shame if something was to happen to it. But of course, something would happen to it if you voted for Biden, Clinton, 2020.
Howie, would you happen to know how much 1 hour of economic intercourse is in Massachusetts? I'd like to do my path to the country.
You know what the libs are saying? Well, you know what he meant. Actually, I don't really know what he meant. Just like I don't know how many grandchildren he has, and I don't know how many women are in the workforce, and I don't know how many Americans have been killed by guns since 2007. There's a lot of stuff I don't really know, and I've never been to the state of North South Carolina, or is it South North Carolina?
Hey, Joe DeGeneva, please tell us how you really feel.
He's happy, you know? What do you expect? I mean, he's been on top of this. And, you know, I hope he's right about Barr, you know, being a white hat in this whole matter. I think Barr would like to be a white hat, but I think he's got a lot of balls up in the air. You know, he's got a lot to juggle here. As DeGeneva said, he doesn't want to totally destroy the FBI. But you know what? I think it may be too late for that. The FBI is a lot like Humpty Dumpty. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put the FBI back together again.
Hey, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. There you go again, trying to convince your listeners that UFOs are real, just like your Brown University postcard, your American History Award, and the British Championship. If you ever wrote a book about this, it'd have to be called Gullible Travels. We're going to be fine.
I got into Brown. I was a member of the New England Champion Bridge Team in 1969. What was the other thing he accused me of lying about? I forget. It's true, too, whatever you accused me of lying about. Mr. Small Duvall.
Yes there, Howie. I just want to let you know, when you do have a waitress sandwich, make sure you use a condiment.
You get it? You get that double entendre? I don't have to explain it, do I?
I brought my little girl to her play date, which I guess is illegal in this Gestapo state. We had no fear during our crime of the year until a low-down snitch sealed our fate.
Wow. What kind of person calls 911 to report that two little kids are playing together? Was she just waiting to be appointed to the FBI as a special agent so she could go to work framing Republicans?
You could learn everything about Obama by comparing the treatment of Michael Flynn to that of Bo Bergdahl.
Yeah. You know, Sean Davis was talking about the difference between this and Watergate, and I was thinking about, you know, Watergate, when all the tapes came out from the Oval Office. When Nixon wanted to go after some of the Democrats that were torturing him, and he wanted to turn the IRS on him, you know what he did? He had one of his aides send out anonymous letters to the IRS trying to get them interested in auditing these people. Whereas when Obama wanted to go after people who were torturing him, tormenting him, the Tea Party in particular. He just turned Lois Lerner loose and stopped them from getting their certification, put them out of business for the 2010-2012 elections.
Love it. I can't believe this proposed baseball restructuring. If they merge the AL and the NFC, will they keep the designated batter or will Manny Ortiz be forced to do punt returns? This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It really is, Mr. Secretary. Thanks for sharing that with us. He was one of the people who violated the Logan Act and never got prosecuted, by the way, you know, during the Paris peace talks in 1973 to end the Vietnam War. He went to Paris and wore his U.S. Navy officer's uniform, even though he had nothing to do, no connection to the U.S. government peace team. But he was never prosecuted. And now he's talking with Iranians, telling him to hang on until we get rid of Trump in the November elections. Still, no prosecutions. But by God, they wanted to take down Michael Flynn for talking to the Russian ambassador.
FBI, the feral band of insurrectionists.
FBI, famous but incompetent. Fidelity, bravery, and integrity. Not so much anymore.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. During this national mitigation, we have been fortunate enough to be able to supply our wicked awesome windows and doors to the ongoing process of infrastructure maintenance and construction, including affordable housing projects. In fact, we are now actively hiring, so yes, we're optimistic about our country's recovery.
Yes, there, Howie. I just want to let you know, when you do have a waitress sandwich, make sure you use a condiment.
The Democrats have no shame. How could you put Chris Dodd, of all people in the world, on the Blue Ribbon Commission to vet the female candidates? Does he ask them if they've ever been up to one of the upstairs private dining areas at La Brassiere? I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Superbeats. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which phrase are you most tired of hearing during the pandemic? We've got flatten the curve, social distancing, stay home, safe, or healthy. Thank you, heroes, frontline workers. This too shall pass. Wash your hands, don't touch your face, or we're all in this together.
There were many good ones in there, and some ended up on the cutting room floor, but I'm voting for we're all in this together. Because, you know what? We're not all in this together.
47% say we're all in this together. Second place, and very socially distant, is social distancing at 18%.
Wash your hands is a good one, too, though. How many did that get?
Only 3%.
Really?
Yep. Last place is this too shall pass at 1%.
Oh, I keep hearing "wash your hands" over and over again on the radio. It's just I'm hoping for the. It makes me want to hear the 1-800 Cars for Kids or Geico come back. I'm so tired of. Hi, and this is a public service announcement. Be sure to wash your hands. Oh, okay. All right. The president is taking questions. You know, this thing must be winding down a little bit because now they're saying, when are you going to lead a national moment of mourning? When are we going to lower the flags to half staff? When are we going to lower the flags to half staff for all the people who've been killed by illegal aliens or all the people who've died of opioid overdoses sold by illegal alien Dominican drug dealers? When are we going to have a half? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Let's go back and listen to a little bit of this.
People in front of me, where they're sitting 6 feet apart, and said, I mean, I want our country back. I want people to go out and see football games and baseball games and Amen. Basketball and hockey and golf and all of these sports and not worry about getting sick and violently ill. One of the things that was very interesting, you probably saw it, we put it out before, though, was Sweden, and you compare the deaths in Sweden to Denmark and Finland and Norway, and I hate to say it, but the deaths are very, very substantially higher in Sweden because they've used that as an example. Brazil is very high if you look at what's gone on, the graphically very, very high, very, very straight up almost, right, Deborah? Very straight up. A friend of mine, great gentleman, president of Brazil, he's really a friend of mine, he's a great man, but they're having a hard time. They're going herd. Sweden went herd. But you know, when they say herd, it's really in Sweden in particular, the bars you can't go to, certain areas you can't go to. A lot of the people are saying, well, the prime minister doesn't have to say, stay in your apartment, stay in your house. They're staying there. They're not leaving. So, you know, it's really not quite what was reported. But the number of deaths are tremendous in Sweden compared to the countries that surround where they did very strong lockdowns. And we were discussing that, Deborah, before. It's a very big difference. It's a very big difference. But again, Sweden didn't go really herd as you understand it. And also the people of Sweden, very smart. They're staying in their houses. They're staying in. They're not going out and now, are some? Yeah, I guess some. But they've lost a lot of people in Sweden. Yes, John.
Mr. President, can I just come back to the...
I'll get you in a second.
Can I get back to what we were talking about just a second ago?
Sure.
I missed the interruption. Are you suggesting that maybe you have some evidence that this was not a naturally occurring virus?
We're going to see what it is. You're talking about the virus and
Correct.
Where it came from?
Yeah.
No, we're going to see where it is. We're going to see where it comes from. And, you know, look, you know every theory. You had the theory from the lab. You had the theory from... Many different, the bats and the type of bat, and the bat is 40 miles away, so it couldn't have been here and it couldn't have been there. And there's a lot of theories, but yeah, we have people looking at it very, very strongly. Scientific people, intelligence people, and others.
And what gives
you? We're going to put it all together. I think we're going to have a very good answer eventually.
And what gives you?
And China might even tell us. China may tell us.
And what gives you a high degree of confidence that this originated from the Wuhan Institute of Virology?
I can't tell you that. I'm not allowed to tell you that.
Mr. President?
Jeff, go ahead.
Mr. President, would you consider having the United States not pay its debt obligations to China as punishment for the virus?
Hypothetical.
Well, I can do it differently. I can do the same thing, but even for more money, just by putting on tariffs. So I don't have to do that, you know? It's approximately $1 trillion, a little bit more, as I understand it, $1 trillion. But we can do that in probably a little bit of a more forthright manner. You start playing those games, and that's tough. You know, we have the dollar to protect.
Exactly. Smoot-Hawley didn't work out too well. Start caused World War II. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. He's handling it pretty well today, but they're just trying to hit him with these hypothetical questions. You know, you're going to Arizona. You're going to wear a mask. Vice President Pence didn't wear a mask. Are you going to wear a mask?
He's got to cut them off, Howie. Like Taylor just said, he should end it. When someone asks him a stupid question like that, say, okay, thank you, bye. There has to be consequences for these stupid questions.
I know, and they're just goofy. I mean, he's handling it. He's not losing his temper.
Oh, of course he is. No one's trying to say that he's not, but these people need to learn that he's not just going to take all these questions and answer them, because they don't deserve answers.
Yeah, but then the catch-22 is Trump avoids question about Pence's mask.
But I'm over trying to avoid the headlines, because they will make headlines.
Trump doesn't say when there's going to be a moment of mourning. Trump doesn't say when the flag is going to half-staff at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They'll make headlines out of anything, though. I kind of wish he would say to them, when Jim Acosta asks him a question, say, Jim, I will answer that question when you ask Joe Biden about Tara Reid. And just start giving them, like, if you ask Joe Biden X, I will answer Y.
Right. And how about this? I'll answer that question when your CNN contributor, Andrew McCabe, comes on and tells us about that meeting that he was at, where they were discussing how they were going to get General Michael Flynn fired.
Right.
Was that a legitimate goal for the FBI, to try to frame an American hero, a 33-year veteran of the military who was served in combat?
We all need to get on a conference call with Trump and give him some of these ideas.
You know, another thing, you know what I would like to see a question about? There was a story today, I don't know if you saw it, Grace. Rite Aid set up all these testing centers around the country. You know, people could go and get tested. And they thought, oh, there's so much panic that we'll be overwhelmed. And guess what, Grace?
What?
There are no lines at the testing centers.
Oh.
They're kind of surprised. No one is bothering to go out and get a test. Apparently, they're not as panicked as CNN and MSNBC want them to be.
Right. And Joe Biden says it's all about testing. It's all about testing. That's what he said. His most recent virtual whatever.
Well, you know why? Because Trump had the test, and then he explained how unpleasant it is. So it's all his fault people aren't being tested.
Ugh, I can't even keep up with your logic nowadays. It's so confusing. All I know is Orange Man bad. And that's really, it's a simple equation, but it makes sense. Okay, guys, so now it is time. I know it's a Thursday, but it is time for Hate Mail Monday.
Let the hate flow through you.
And wow, Howie, I just have an absolute treasure trove of hatred to bestow upon the Howie Carr Nation. I'm going to start, Howie, with a column that you wrote, okay?
I've been writing a lot of columns recently, and news stories as well.
That's another simple equation. Howie writes a lot of columns equals tons of hate for Grace to read on Hate Mail Monday. Okay, so Howie, you wrote an article on the temporary emergency rules of the operation of House of Representatives.
Right, right. And by the way, that's a continuing melodrama. They're at an impasse now. The Republicans won't give in, and the Democrats won't give in. Speaker DeLeo is standing his ground. He's holding his breath until democracy is finally once and for all abolished in the cradle of liberty.
Ah, nice.
That's my update for the day.
Well, I should give you this warning about these comments. None of them really have to do with the article itself. They're a little bit, they're hateful, but they're not directly related to anything you wrote.
So what else is new?
So George Stevens writes, three Manchin Howie Carr, and he spells...
Three?
He spells Carr with three Ks. So it's KKK.
Oh, he must be a follower of mine on Twitter, because now I call Democrats Demo KKK rats.
He says, when are you leaving Swellsley?
When am I leaving? I'm not there. And I have my place. I'm keeping my place there.
Now I'm going to warn you about the next thing. And the way I'm going to introduce the next theme of this hate mail is, obviously last week Trump made the comments about injecting disinfectant. He did not say drink Lysol, chug bleach, whatever Amy Klobuchar or Nancy Pelosi tries to tell you he said. He did not say that. But,
just like the New York Times didn't clear Joe Biden. That's another lie that Amy Klobuchar and Stacey Abrams, the governor of Georgia, have been promoting the last couple of days after they got their talking points from the DNC.
But, of course, this is the new rallying cry of Democrats. It's their new punchline. It's their new response to absolutely everything is, why don't you go, you know, do what Trump told you to do and drink Lysol? So to usher in this new movement from the Democrats, this Lysol movement, is going to be Granny with a very theatrical message this week. Taylor?
Okay.
I shot up some Lysol. I feel so much...
So maybe her husband gave her some of that fish tank cleaner. Oh, that's right. She doesn't have a husband. She has a cat. Maybe.
Meow. Speaking of cats. But
how dare you?
Granny was not the only one who had that brilliant idea. Another man comments beneath your article and says, good points, Howard. I'm hoping you inject some disinfectant to ward off the virus. Because of your age, you and the orange dude are at risk. Oh, wait, just ingest some sunshine. That'll work. Remember, Howard, it's always someone else's fault. The fake news, Obama, the Globe, the hacks. You just keep regurgitating the same bile year after year after year. Howard, however, just like OJ.
What does this have to do with the rules this, changes to eliminate roll call votes?
Howie,
on
this
Beacon
guy,
Hill?
You wrote about changes on Beacon Hill, and this guy managed to not only tell you to drink disinfectant, but he brought OJ Simpson into the mix. He said, however, just like OJ, you should keep looking for the real culprits. Just don't look in the mirror.
You know, here's the thing. He's accusing me of recycling stuff. As far as I know, this was rather unprecedented, the attempt to do away with roll call votes.
The only thing you recycle is cans, and that's because you can get some money out of it.
And now I can't recycle. Even if I came back to Massachusetts, I couldn't recycle the cans because that's been ended. When are someone going to file a class action suit to stop having to pay nickels? If you can't recycle the cans and the bottles to get back your nickels,
I shouldn't have brought up cans.
What the heck? I mean, isn't this a racket?
Isn't this a scam? This is my own fault. I brought this on myself. I should never have reminded you of the cans. I did not mean to upset you this late in the show. All right. Ben from Brookline says, another shameful mail-it-in car crap. Soon Florida Howie will mirror Markey. He'll need directions to get around Boston. Eat cake, you suckers.
Again, how was I recycling anything? The Globe didn't have any stories about this until I wrote about it.
Well, I'm not.
I think Marky's more an ice cream man.
Exactly. Now, I want to get to
Markey left the state in 1976.
Right.
I would be back there a week every month if we didn't have this panic of 2020 going on. It's such a panic that nobody's going to the testing centers. That's how worried people are.
Howie, I also have to mention, I too get a lot of hate now. I only write one column, but I managed to get a good amount of hate on that one column. So I'm going to start a little bit of Grace's hate with the quintessential Grace hater, Balloonhead Man.
Balloonhead, I hope that somebody explained to you that when you're driving home with a mask on, it's not supposed to be over your eyes. It's your mouth and nose. Come on, Balloonhead.
I don't believe you wear a mask when you're driving, do you, Grace?
No, I do not. I mean, I'm the only one in the car. So, Balloonhead Man. This Balloonhead knows how to wear a mask. Okay. Another person wrote under my column, yeah, everyone should read this BS while having a Lysol cocktail. Ding, ding, ding. Per Trump's suggestion, as her boss, Howie, says, you can't make this stuff up. Howie, I almost forgot. George Carlson writes, Trump has thoroughly established himself as a world-class moron. He and Grace should drink some bleach while hooked up to a hydrochloroquine drip. Outside of the circle of cousin kissing dim bulbs who make up his base, the man is a laughing stock. They love the drinking bleach thing.
How come I don't have to drink bleach?
Taylor.
People who are supporting Joe Biden, though, they're really brilliant individuals. They're masterminds, brain surgeons, rocket scientists.
And we're all, thank you, Howie, for that segue, we're all stupid. Cut 21.
I'm just calling you to tell you how stupid your show is.
and it's as stupid as Trump is. That's why they got a bunch of dummies like you out there producing the show, because you're all so stupid. Why don't you smarten up, you dummies?
I'm glad that Bernie has found something to do.
Here's how to be smart. Buy one of these T-shirts that I'm wearing. Buy American, support America. It's a navy blue T-shirt.
There's nothing stupid about that.
If you buy it right now, you get a free book. We're doing a different book every day, but they're all still available. What Really Happened, Kennedy Babylon 1, Kennedy Babylon 2. Buy multiple shirts. If you buy more than $49 worth of shirts with free books, you get free shipping.
And Howie,
what a deal.
I'm also wearing one of the shirts. I love the navy. I find navy to be a very flattering color. And these shirts are so awesome. Like you said, buy American, support America. It's time we all commit to that. Howie, I have another comment here for you. Trump supporter Howie Carr really shouldn't... By the way, Howie, just so you know, this is not that it really matters because they're all just hateful. They don't really make any sense. But this is under your Joe Biden column. You are critiquing his gaffes. Trump supporter Howie Carr really shouldn't critique the gaffes of other politicians, considering his dear leader is talking about how doctors need to investigate how sunlight and disinfecting can cure the coronavirus. This is high school...
Is there an echo in here?
This is where it gets good.
Lysol, bleach. I mean, do they have anything else to go to? Why can't we talk about the National Minute of Mourning?
Lysol's getting so much attention, you'd think it was like the new Michael Avenatti or something. It says, this is high school biology 101, and Trump fails the content knowledge. Biden makes mistakes, but he owns up to them, and he respects science.
Oh, he does. Has he owned up to raping Tara Reid?
Carr hopes that if he writes enough articles praising Trump, then he will get invited to ride on Air Force One again.
Then I'd have to wear a mask.
You do.
Why isn't Howie Carr wearing a mask?
Why is Howie Carr eating Vienna fingers and touching all of the cookies and putting them back? Hey, guys, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence. I love Piantedosi bread. I love this segment. So if you see Piantedosi out there and you've never tried it, it's really good. I especially like their sub rolls. If you're trying to make, you know, a grinder or a nice turkey sandwich, you got to get their bread. It's so fresh. It's the best in the business. So thank you to Piantedosi. And actually, Howie, I have one more if we want to play it.
Go ahead.
It's a little long, but let's go ahead, Taylor.
Howie, when you were talking about none of the state workers or the town workers got laid off, but people got laid off, they got laid off because their jobs closed down. But I got a water bill, I got a tax bill, I got an excise tax bill, I got information from the town about voting. So those people were working. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're just a jackass. Just like Trump, tonight, lying like a rug again, and Pence lying like a rug. Oh, we sent out 40 million tests. You misunderstood because you can't use those tests because the lab can't process them. So it was a misunderstanding on your part. Yeah, that's the kind of double talk you all do. And unfortunately, there are a heck of a lot of low IQ people who follow you who also believe you and Trump. Goodbye.
You know what Dapper used to say about grannies like her, Grace?
I do. Can I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, no, it's not very nice. I'll let you say it.
No, you say it, Grace.
She should be home praying for, I think I'm going to butcher it. What is it?
A happy death.
I prefer the nicer version. She should be home cleaning her dirty house. That's what my nana used to say. But my nana was a classy woman, so she would have never said that.
I bet your nana voted for Dapper every time.
Oh, I'm sure she did, Howie.
She probably gave him a bullet, as they used to say.
I actually have a funny story for you, Howie, about that, but I'm going to save it for off the air.
All right. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Follow up regarding Joe Biden.
your campaign and surrogates going after him pretty hard with regard to these allegations from Tara Reid. What do you say to Joe Biden?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they're going after him hard with regard to Tara Reid.
Allegations, and what do you say to Joe Biden?
I don't know anything about it. I don't know exactly. I think he should respond. You know, it's it could be false accusations. I know all about false accusations. I've been falsely charged numerous times.
You know, I love the fact that, you know, they say, well, what about Trump? All these charges against him. Remember 4 years ago, the New York Times had this big takeout piece on how Trump had oppressed women. And the lead of the story, and the lead, of course, that's the best thing they've got going in the story. I still remember it, was that one time he was having some kind of fashion show or beauty pageant or something at Mar-a-Lago. And he asked a good-looking woman, he said, do you mind changing into a bathing suit? And he had a bathing suit, you know, I don't know where he had, a woman's bathing suit, but he said, do you mind doing that? And he handed it to her. And then he didn't stay in the room or anything like that. He didn't grope her. He didn't make a waitress sandwich out of her. He just asked her to change into a bathing suit. That was the lead on the New York Times story. And now you've got Tara Reid's allegations against Joe Biden. And look at it. It's getting a good leaving alone. Kind of like the Comey thing, or the Flynn thing. 844-500-4242. This is from Undercover Huber. He's another great observer of this. He's supposedly we don't have time. When we come back, I'll read you Undercover Huber's predictions on the Flynn case, and we'll play the Wisconsin mother interaction with the police over her child playing with another child, which is apparently a crime now in the great cheese state of Wisconsin.